grace. Now, because I've entered where they never entered, I am bringing everyone to this side.
You have just heard a message produced by the God Life Church Media. For more messages by Pastor Sotsa Mapalo, visit thegodlifechurch.org or contact us on 0973-744-445. 0973-744-445. Remember to tune in every Tuesday at 17:30 hours on One Love Radio. God
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kundwani Maplanga. The headlines. ECZ has detected 10 forged documents during the verification exercise for aspiring candidates. IBA calls on broadcasting stations to familiarize themselves with broadcasting guidelines. US-Iran war deal nears as obstacles to ending war recede. And Chanka Zimba leaves Inverness Caledonia Thistle FC. And now the news in detail. The Examination Council of Zambia, ECZ, has detected 10 forged documents during the verification exercise for aspiring candidates in the 2026 general elections. The forged documents were uncovered during the verification process conducted between April 22nd and May 22nd, 2026. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, ECZ Executive Director Michael Chilala said the matter has since been reported to law enforcement agencies for further action. Dr. Chilala disclosed that the council issued 10,731 confirmation letters for statements of results to aspiring candidates during the exercise. He also said the council had received reports of missing certificates from some aspiring candidates. Dr. Chilala said this resulted in the replacement of 334 certificates during the verification process. The Mulunga district has started a five-day training for voter education facilitators for the forthcoming 2026 general elections, with facilitators picked off different parts of the district. The facilitators will be going around in the communities to teach people about the voting process, voter registration, and the reason why citizens' partnership matters. The district electoral officer, Mr. Kaonga Namenda, has emphasized the importance of providing accurate, timely, and non-partisan voter education to members of the public ahead of the general elections. He says that training aims to give them practical skills on how to explain elections clearly and answer questions from community members and ensure voters get the right information before they go to the polls. The training is expected to run until 29th May 2026. Upon completion, the facilitators will be deployed to various communities across Limulunga District to support voter awareness activities until the election. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has called on all broadcasting stations to familiarize themselves with the IBA election broadcasting guidelines. IBA Director General Webster Malido says the authority will be monitoring all broadcast stations during this election period to ensure adherence. Mr. Malido says the authority has come up with 7 guidelines to promote fair, balanced and responsible coverage and strengthen professionalism, fairness and ethical conduct. The guidelines are fair and balanced election reporting, equitable allocation of broadcasts to all, conduct of political interviews and debates, broadcasting of opinion polls, coverage of polling day including prohibition of campaign interviews on polling day, announcement of election results only from verified and officially confirmed information and complaints handling procedures require broadcasting stations to respond within 2 days to election-related conflicts and requiring the IBA to investigate within 4 days and give appropriate guidelines, he outlined.
These guidelines also prohibit the broadcasting of hate speech, tribalism, incitement to violence, misinformation and unverified election-related content that may undermine peace, national unity, and the integrity of the electoral process. They also apply, these guidelines apply to all broadcast stations in Zambia and are aligned with the Electoral Process Act number 35 of 2016, particularly the Electoral Code of Conduct relating to the duties of the media during elections. Accordingly, the authority will monitor election coverage across all broadcasting stations and will ensure compliance with the guidelines and applicable broadcasting regulations throughout the electoral period.
Aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanchiria constituency, Sunday Chanda, says President Haga Ndejilema remains the leader best suited to continue steering Zambia towards sustainable economic recovery, institution stability, and the realization of key national development objectives, including the aspirations contained in Vision 2030. Mr. Chanda says as Zambia approaches the 2026 general elections, it is important that national conversations remain focused on the country's long-term development aspirations, economic stability, and governance trajectory. Mr. Chanda says the upcoming election is not merely a political contest, but a defining national moment that will determine whether Zambia consolidates the progress made over recent years or risks slowing down critical reforms and developmental momentum. He says the challenges facing Zambia today require experienced, disciplined, and reform-oriented leadership capable of navigating a complex global economic environment.
Over the last few years, we've witnessed reforms through free education, expanded CDF, debt restructuring efforts, agriculture support programs, and increased development at community level. While many political options may exist, some of us made a conscious decision to support and work with the United Party for National Development because of President Hakainde Hichilema's vision, discipline, and demonstrated commitment to national development. The task ahead of us requires continuity, stability, and focused leadership. Zambia must continue moving forward, and I endorse the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema in this coming election. Thank you.
Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has commended the government through the Ministry of Health and the Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, for the proactive measures being undertaken to strengthen disease surveillance and screening at the country's points of entry. MedRap Secretary General David Banda says the efforts being made to monitor travelers and identify possible cases earlier commendable and demonstrate government's commitment to protecting public health and safeguarding citizens from potential outbreaks. Dr. Banda says the experience gained during the COVID-19 pandemic has significantly improved the country's capacity to respond to public health emergencies. He says Zambia now has stronger surveillance systems, improved coordination mechanisms, and a better understanding of outbreak management. Dr. Banda, however, says despite these gains, there is still need for heightened vigilance and additional interventions to ensure the country remains adequately prepared in the event of an Ebola outbreak. He has urged government and all relevant stakeholders to intensify efforts in screening at points of entry, enhance surveillance systems across the country, increase community awareness and public sensitization, and prepare isolation and treatment facilities. We'll now take a short break. When we come back, we have more in international news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Thank you for staying tuned. In international news, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said Monday a large portion of obstacles to an agreement with the United States had been resolved, but said it was too soon to say a deal was ready to be signed. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said negotiations were proceeding in an orderly and constructive manner, with emerging details suggesting the deal would end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. While fragile truce has held since April 7th, the reopening of the strait would ease a worldwide energy crisis sparked by the U.S. and Israel.